Don't be scared now. You chose this. Coming here alone at night by yourself. Like a little mouse running right in my trap. Please, you don't think I'm that sloppy, do you? I watched you all night with the other guests. I even saw that the nice, naive, well, of course she was naive, thinking she could warn you, change how the night was gonna play out for you. Decisions have consequences, and yours just might be more dire than you originally thought. Don't say it like that. I'm not gonna do anything to you that I haven't already done to others. You think you're special. You think you're something different to me. It's all the same night after night. Nothing changes. Now, in the beginning, used to think that maybe something would change, something would give, something new would happen. But night after night, the same thing, the same routine, the same outcome. Nothing changes. Running is so futile here. Come on, darling. You know what this is. What have I done? Nothing. I'm gonna change that tone of yours if you want to live longer. Let me explain this to you then. Will that help you? Already begging. Pathetic. Well, what the oh so generous waitress was trying to tell you was all correct. The veil between worlds being thinner and things crawling through that aren't supposed to. Now, I am not exactly what you would call a spirit, but I'm definitely not something that should be here. So, with that being said, why play my game on an unfamiliar territory? They might look like the woods you're familiar with. That's because they are. The room can change to whatever you want it to be. Your bedroom, your house, your work, classroom, anything. Possibilities are really endless. It's all the game. You don't get it, do you? Of course you don't. Pathetic and stupid. You honestly should just choose one and stick with it. Well, that's what feeds me, darling. The terror, the confusion. The... desire. No, don't be coy now. I can see it, smell it, feel it. You might be terrified, of course. Anyone in their right sane mind would be, but... no. You are... getting off to this, aren't you? Being completely at my mercy. You know that's true. Physically, of course, you might be bigger than me, but... that's it. That's all it ever will be. It's a poorly constructed defense in your mind. Something that you hold on to. For comfort. I've seen it a million times. You want to make a safe space. An argument in your brain to will yourself to calm down. I've seen it. And I take great pleasure in breaking it apart and watching it drain out of your small, pathetic little brain. Really? I would like to see you try. Well, moving has always been hard for someone bound, hasn't it? I might let them play their little games. I always enjoy it, but ultimately, you are. Nothing but an ant in the game that we're playing. Helpless and completely alone. Don't worry, your little friends you came with are being taken care of. Oh, don't be like that. They might make it out alive tonight. You might as well. If you play the game right. If you don't shut up, I will gag you. Do you understand? Or is that too hard for your little brain to comprehend? If you're already like this, I would hate to see what you're like in the future. You'll shut up. Good. Now that I can hear myself fucking think. The rules are simple. Very simple. You feed me tonight. Is that something you can handle? Details aren't important. I need an agreement. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed your Halloween. Exactly. It will be your last. Really confident, are you? Then, sit up. Such a good boy. So obedient. Now, I'll ask you this one small little question. How many times have you gone out alone at night? I know. 'Cause I was there for for each and every one of them. Granted, Halloween is the only time I can become corporeal. But I've been there all throughout it. Doesn't that bring you some sense of comfort? What? Did you just call me? You fucking petulant brat. I wouldn't test my patience if I were you. Is that the best you can come up with? Calling me a psycho bitch? Oh, please. Use more descriptive words if you're gonna try and insult me. No. I'm ready for the game. What's that? Don't try and deny your body. I can see that you're practically dripping for me. You're so hard and very, very, very bent up. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're more lustful than frightful. Is that correct? Lying only makes you feel worse. Like the world's closing in on you, maybe? Or perhaps that you feel a little tingle in your spine. Or maybe you have the undeniable ore. Or maybe you have the undeniable urge to fuck something until you can't walk anymore, breathe straight, think straight. All just little ideas that might happen. Don't pay too much attention to things in the forest. Not everything out there likes eye contact. But I do. Eyes on me. I want to see the struggle your brain goes through watching me gag on your cock while you're simultaneously infuriated at me, scared of me. Of course. You want to be that fucking insufferable, do you? You want to whimper and fucking beg for me? I'm starting to think you're the bitch. Don't start with those tears. You were such a good boy earlier. What happened to that? Maybe you do fucking deserve to be gagged. How's that feel? Uncomfortable. Good. If you let me explain instead of whining, you would have known I was going to give you what you wanted. Why come in my mouth when you can come inside me? Oh, fuck. If you weren't so fucking annoying, I would say you're absolutely perfect for me. But unfortunately, my perfect boy has a fucking mouth. Fuck. Fuck. You fucking bitch. If you don't come, I'm going to choke you right here and there. Right here. And you won't see another Halloween. Is that what you want? I thought my good boy would want to come inside me to please me. I know how much you want. You wanted this. The way you were staring at me. Staring at my tits in your face. At the way I sucked on your cock. I know you fucking want it. I know you fucking do, so give it to me. Give it to me and it'll all be over. Isn't that what you want to be, my good boy? And be so obedient for me. Instead of the little brat that you were earlier. You listen to orders. Eventually. But unfortunately for you, now I'm tethered to you for all eternity. You never answered earlier. Trick or treat. I picked for you. Just a harmless little trick that you have to live with for all your life.